clone.
Okay, for Zoe.
Okay. Yes, please, Aldous McRae. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aldous McRae, as I always say. Thank you for your service, your dedicated service to Pacifica, and for putting us on the stream. My name is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. And we are meeting today on January 26, 2022 at 8:49 Eastern Time. And I will ask the Secretary, Nancy Tabaranalatumi from KPFT, to take the role.
Okay. KPFK, Alan Beek. Alan Beek, I do not hear you. Daniel Borgstrom, KPFA.
Present. Daniel's present.
Daniel present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
I'm here.
Vanessa present. William Crozier from KPFT. Bill? Bill? Wasn't he here?
No, he's not here. I'm texting him to tell him we have quorum now.
Oh, he was here earlier. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. William Heerwagen from BAI.
Present.
William present. Wally James from KPFT. Wally? Wally, I do not hear you. KPFK, Lydia Ponce.
Lydia won't be with us today. She has a prior commitment.
Okay. Lydia, not here. All right. Lawrence Reyes from KPFK.
Present.
Lawrence present. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
Yeah, I'm here.
Eileen present. James Sagerton from WBAI. James, I do not hear you. Let's see. Nancy Sabaranatitomi, I'm here from KPFT. Tom Borges from KPFA.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. Thank you. Michael White from WBAI. Michael White, I do not hear you. Louis Wolf from WPFW.
Is here.
Oh, Louis is present. Okay, I think we have quorum. Daniel, Vanessa.
I didn't hear Carol Wolfley. Did you call Carol Wolfley?
KPFA, Carol Wolfley. Carol?
Carol, she was here. I think she had to step away or something.
Oh.
Okay, I think she's still feeding up the controller. Okay. So we have quorum, Chair, Madam Secretary?
Yes. Eight is here.
Okay, so I did not get an agenda, but I know the PNB is requesting that we submit a final report, annual final report that came from the coordinating committee, that was a request that was made from the coordinating committee. So I'd like us to develop a final report for me to submit doing committee reports. Today's Wednesday, right? So tomorrow on the 27th, I'd like to do that. So that's, I think, one of the overarching things on the agenda. Are there any other, I guess we need to build an agenda because there is not one. Did you send an agenda out, Nancy?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
Just now, I just sent again. And about the report, I would need to look at and put all those motions that we got done and passed from all last year. I think at the beginning, maybe it was the communications motion. And, I don't remember everything we did. I just can't remember. So...
well, you don't need to go over it right now. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No, I'm not going over it. I just can't remember. Cannot remember them.
Okay. So, maybe we could set the parameters for the report and only do that, because I don't think we could put the report together tonight, we're on a deadline, so to speak. But I'd like to, put on the report, the motions that will pass,
The motions that came out of the committee once they were referred to the committee, and the report out of those motions that were referred. And there were a couple of motions that were referred that we workshopped, and we just sent back a report out of those motions. Is there anything else the committee would like to include in this final report, this annual report?
Well, this is Nancy. I sent a motion with just one motion today on the agenda in a PDF or Word, either way. I hope
okay.
Excuse me, point of order.
Okay, I believe I heard Eileen with a point of order. What's your point?
Yeah, we were talking about putting together a final report, and Nancy started talking about a motion that she
right.
added. So
okay.
What are we talking about?
Your point is well taken.
Thank you.
So what's in front of us right now is putting a report together. Then we will get to new business. And Nancy, your motion will go into new business. In regards to the is that Bill? I think I heard Bill.
Yeah.
Is that you, Bill?
I'm sorry. I assume you have four.
Okay.
This is the meeting going on.
Yes. I have you
do
down present,
back?
Bill.
Okay. Well, so, and I'm sorry if I missed where the maybe you already said this, but is the report going to include the activities for the year? I assume that would be the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. I think highlighting that report, some of the working groups that some members have worked on, Eileen has worked on a working group. Nancy convened, I believe, the task force, the bylaws task force. So those are some of the things that should be in the report as well. Is that what you mean, Bill?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make a list so that we know what's going to be in it. So people can speak up if they think of something that was left out.
Okay. So, Nancy, are you making a list?
Yes.
Okay.
I won't be able to give it all tonight.
It's okay. I'll work with you tomorrow.
I'll send to everybody so they can.
Okay. Okay. Any other concerns in this report?
Yeah. Chair.
Go ahead, Eileen.
I'll write up a few lines about the little working group that I sort of had, and I'll send it to you, okay, Lauren, tomorrow?
Okay, that sounds great, yeah.
It'll be very short, so it won't take you any time to incorporate or read or whatever.
Good. Sometimes less is more, right? So that's good. Thank you.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Anyone else want to suggest any items for this final report? This annual report? Okay.
Well, we probably should go over the minutes. Probably should go over the minutes from the meetings.
The minutes, yeah.
That's why I was suggesting we should go back and look at what the committee's been doing over the year.
Okay. Can you repeat that, Bill? Because I didn't quite hear you. Hold on, Nancy.
Well, I'm suggesting, we need to think about what the committee's been doing for the year. And, to do that, we could go back and look at the minutes.
Okay, that's good. And Nancy's pretty good at listening to audio, so there are minutes posted on KPTS, right, Nancy, from the governance committee?
No, I just sent it to the committee. I haven't posted them on KPFTX, not that I know of. Maybe I have. I don't think so. So
okay.
All the minutes have been done through the first part of November, October. So I think November we started getting a lot of non-quorums, and then December 3rd, and so we didn't really have a meeting in December or November.
Okay. If you could also highlight the work of the Bylaws Task Force, that would be good.
Yes.
We'll build those back again. Sorry.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, Nancy, could you send those now? Because, it won't do any good after the meeting's over. The report needs to be ready for tomorrow, right?
Which did you want?
Well, the minutes, I guess.
All
the
minutes?
The ones that haven't been posted.
I've already sent the minutes to the committee, So they're in your inbox. Well, so I will herd them together
and
resend. But okay. I won't be able to
do it. One at a time. One at a time, please. Go ahead, Nancy, respond.
Yeah. I've already sent to the committee, but I'll go back into my inbox and list them all together. So I don't know how to do that. Maybe in PDF, I guess, because they were all not in. I just learned how to do PDF, I think, 2 months ago. Yeah. So
are you okay with PDF, though?
It doesn't matter.
As long as you get it, right?
The format's it's okay either way.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So
Carol,
either way, Nancy. Who's that? Is that Carol?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Okay, Carol, I got you. I got you. You're here. Okay, thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
I hope those children are having a great time eating.
Point of order about the minutes. So I'm concerned that the minutes. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Carol. State your point.
Okay. I'm concerned that the minutes haven't been posted on KPFTX. Because that is how we are mandated in the bylaws to do, minutes are supposed to be posted, particularly for the PNB and the committees. And that's an issue not only for the governance committee, but for the PNB as well. And so I think it's really important that we do that. And before the end of the year that all the minutes be posted on the KPFTX and written up in an appropriate format.
Okay, that's a point well taken, Carol. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So, Nancy,
I have
some
to learn how to do that.
hold on, Bill. Just let me speak real quick on this. It's imperative that we remain compliant not only with our bylaws but also with CPB regs, right? We're seeking to,
yes,
again, regain our CPB funding. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, and then I know especially now that the PNB has, gotten somebody, paid somebody to take the minutes to prepare them. It's especially important. I think this should be a recommendation in the report to the PNB that, that continue paying somebody to do the minutes and make sure they're, checked, sent to the board promptly and checked and corrected if necessary and then posted. Because I've gone back and tried to find minutes from this last year, and it's, it's tough to find them. So I don't know how many were posted and how many weren't, but when I've looked for some specific meetings, I haven't been there.
Okay.
I'm talking about the PNB, not just this committee. And so I think that should be in the report to the PNB.
Okay. I think that's a reasonable request. I just would like to omit that we should continue paying somebody because that's already a done deal. So I wouldn't want that to be in the report, but I think it's imperative that we put in a report what you suggested, Bill, that the minutes be posted, and that the recording secretary and the PNB secretary. I know from what I've seen is that the PNB secretary has created a Google Doc and has posted many of the minutes once they are approved. So, but we will definitely highlight that in the report as well. But,
okay.
It
doesn't have to include that you pay somebody, but you need to do whatever
right.
it takes to make sure that's done. And I know it's with these long, there's so many meetings and they're so long, it takes a lot of time. And, they need to do what it takes to get the minutes prepared and done correctly and posted. Even if it means paying somebody, you don't have to put that in necessarily, but. Kind of like the meeting doesn't happen if there's no minutes. I mean, really. There's no record of it. The meeting didn't happen.
Speaking as a former secretary, I understand you, Bill. Please ask for the stack if you want to if you want to speak. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to include in the report?
Oh, Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I just wanted to add about the minutes that it's really important that all the committees be doing minutes, not just the PMB. And that, Nancy, if you need to learn how to do it, you just go to where it says minutes in when you're posting. I think you know how to post. And you just go to where it says minutes, and then you just put it in there. So it's quite easy on KPFTX to add the minutes.
Okay, thank you, Carol. That's a very sage point. So I think what Carol's requesting is that we recommend that all committees post their minutes as soon as possible. So I think that's something that should be reflected in the report as well. But I just want to caution that that we have to have our side of the street clean as well. So it's imperative that we post the minutes that we haven't posted before we, you know, you, I can't tell you to do something that I haven't done. That's my philosophy. Yeah. That's okay. So, if you need help, Nancy, I will make myself available.
Bill,
I think what Carol pointed to is a simple process. So, go ahead, Bill.
And of course, they have to be approved. They shouldn't be posted until approved, but that's, you know, ideally they should be, they should be sent to the committee or the board before the next meeting so that people have a chance to review them. You know, even if it's just one day before the meeting, that's, it's not ideal, but it's adequate. So, and then approve them. And then after they're approved, they can be posted, but sometimes there's corrections or things are left out. So.
Yeah,
the board needs an opportunity to do that.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Anyone else want to be heard on this item? Okay, so I think we have our marching orders committee and Nancy. So let's put our best foot forward and try to get this report to the PMB and address that, okay? So,
tomorrow you make the report, right?
You're right. Tomorrow, I have to read a report. If it's too long, what I'll do is I'll read the salient parts, and then once the PMB, because the new PMB is going to be seated, but the chair is going to convene a meeting, and then I think it's going to be the 2021 chair will convene a meeting. Then there will probably be an election for pro temp chair. Today's an election for permanent chair. I think that's the way. Is that the process, Eileen? Right?
I think so. I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow what you were saying.
No. What I'm saying is that the chair is going to open the 2021 chair is going to open the meeting, and then from there, there'll probably be a pro temp chair election.
Right.
And then the committee reports, because that's a carryover.
So I
think that's.
And then later on, you'll have the election for the permanent chair.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So what time do I need to be there?
What time can you be there? Because I was thinking of doing the report myself, but I'll defer if one of the committee members would like to give the report.
No, because I also have to be there for the audit committee.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else want
to
be heard?
We don't have to talk. We don't have to talk about that now. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that now. Okay, so Vanessa, is that your recollection too, the process of getting to the seating, the new seating? Do you remember?
Yeah, that's my understanding and my memory of it. Yes.
Okay, William, as a former director, is that your understanding too? I know William's on the East Coast. Okay.
Thank you.
And Bill, as a former director, is that your understanding too?
Well, I'm still not clear. How does the committee get to review it before it's final, before it's presented to the PNB?
Oh,
is it going
okay.
to be, like, you know, like we talked about last night, except that didn't work out, there's going to be a draft circulated online okay. that we can all read and
so
comment on.
I think what might mitigate that, Bill, is reporting the factual things that this committee has accomplished, like some of the motions that we submitted, like the communications motion, the motion for censure, the motion that was referred about the censure of members. There's quite a few factual motions that are real-time motions that we could report on. And then the motions that were referred from the PNB, and there was quite a few of them. I think there was maybe three that were referred from the PNB, so we could report on that. Which will not be in dispute. I think on the recommendations that everyone is making in regards to, stated about having the minutes and what Carol stated about ensure that all committees submit post their minutes on a timely basis. The recommendation, and that's something that we want to highlight that each committee does. So I don't know, and then Eileen is going to submit a report from her working group, and then Nancy is going to submit a report from her bylaws task force group that grew out of this committee. So I think that would sort of mitigate any disagreements. What does the committee think?
We'll Bill for the stack again.
Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry, well, my question was, how do we get to see what it all looks like before it's presented to the PNB? Is it going to be
okay.
put online somewhere where we can all access it or email it to all of us? Or
is there something left out
or incorrect? Or,
yeah, that's a fair question.
It can't be a committee report if the committee hasn't approved it, if they haven't even read it.
Right. I agree with you, Bill. Nancy, can you answer that question?
Yeah, I have to
be driving the report as a secretary.
It's only 5 minutes for each committee report to the PNB. So I need to go through all those emails for last year and part of the year before, I think. Wait a minute. No, part of this year and last year. And write the motions that we did and maybe put a short description in a nutshell. And what was done. Eileen's going to do her working group, something brief, and then I'll do something brief about the bylaws task force and send it to everybody as soon as possible because it's going to be like tomorrow night presentation.
Okay,
only five.
So you,
when will you send it to us?
Tomorrow. Carol,
for the staff.
Hold on, Carol. Hold on a second. I'll call on you in a minute. Nancy, so the question is you'll send it to the committee. Do you have an estimated time? You will email it to the committee?
Yeah, as soon as I get it done. I'll work on it tonight. Okay. I guess I could get it done.
And the point that you made about brevity is it's a good point. 5 minutes, but, you know, the PNB always extends time, so... Don't be surprised if they spend time.
The old minutes I'm going to have to. I don't have a printer, so I have to write everything down and then I record it on the smartphone. So I don't know. I have to ask Otis if I can put an email on the. I guess I can just send everything in email. I don't have to post on the KPFDX because. We have not really been.
Well, we can't post something. You can't post something that the committee hasn't agreed to yet. So
yes,
that's the other thing.
I think we're all up to date, except through October. I have to look at the minutes if we approve them. Sometimes we do a meeting, we don't even approve the minutes. I'll have to check.
Okay.
I'll email to the committee as soon as possible.
Yeah,
We can approve minutes later, but unapproved minutes shouldn't be part of it.
I have to
what
look
did you say
to me?
I didn't hear you.
Well, we can have approved minutes later, like in the meeting next month, but we can't. The unapproved minutes shouldn't be part of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. I have to look at the minutes to see if we approved them.
Okay. I heard we Carol.
Thank you.
I heard Carol.
Should I? I'll go ahead. So, yes, I agree. Unapproved minutes shouldn't be included, and the date of approval should be included. So we can track that down if we need to. The other issue is that I think Nancy said she would include a description with things, and Robert's Rules of Order says that discussion is not appropriate in the minutes. And so for someone to insert a description would be inappropriate. What the minutes need to really include is what motions were passed, who was present at the meeting, the votes and those things, but not any discussion or any description. And I wondered if the committee is in agreement with that.
Okay, so if I could just speak really, really respond to that very quickly. So I believe that the whereases do not need to be included. The resolve is what I think Robert's Rules of Order states, that the final resolve of the decision that was made by the committee is what should be included.
Yeah.
Okay? And then the following information, such as who was present, who voted, that should be included as well, and the date.
Yeah.
That the resolution passed. So the whereas could be set aside, but the resolve has to definitely be part of the report, right?
Definitely. The motion, whatever the motion, the actions taken.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, anyone else?
And Nancy, with a question.
Should include
motions that are not approved.
Hold on, Bill. Please recognize. I heard Nancy first, and then I'll go to you, Bill. Go ahead, Nancy.
So I think when I first started making the minutes last year, I was doing an email format. And does anybody just cut and paste an email and put it on the KPFDX? In the minute?
Well, what you do, I think what I would do was I would cut and paste the embedded content of the email, but not necessarily the addresses or the subject line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you could paste it into a Word doc or even a PDF doc, right?
Oh, then
my son told me that.
It's going to take me a long time. Because only the last few months I've been able to do PDFs and Word docs because Frank Sterling taught me. So the most of last year until, I don't know when, October? No, maybe earlier, maybe September. That was all in email format. So anyway, I'll do my best. I don't know.
Yeah, do your best, Nancy.
I can send it to you in email. Yeah, I can send the committee
that's
email.
Fine. That's fine. But if you could put it in a... That would be very helpful. I think I heard Eileen. Is that you, Eileen?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I don't think it's necessarily feasible to get all this done in less than 24 hours. That's my two cents. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I got a nickel. I'm an eternal optimist, so I'm hoping that we could get it done. I think it's imperative that we get it done. For memorializing something, contractizing it, I'm a union man, so I always want to get things in writing, right? So I think that's hope, and let's be somewhat optimistic that we can get it done. Not that I'm disputing you, Nancy. I'm just saying that. I mean, Eileen, sorry. Not that I'm disputing you. I'm just
Well,
they can,
expressing my opinion. Sorry.
No, I didn't get it. Thank you. No, you don't have to apologize for anything. I mean, you're Woman Nation. Mm-hmm. You speak your piece because we need to hear it. So in regards
and Bill,
to
Bill, I was on the stack.
Right, Bill. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thanks. And another thing, Nancy, is you know when you're converting it to Word or whatever, and there's free software. You don't have to buy in this Word. You know, there's other things that can read and write and import and export in Word like that. But take out all the extra return characters. You know, when you're looking out on a phone, it may look okay, but when you look at it on a computer or you want to print it out, all we're doing is killing a zillion trees and have like three or four words per line, and then it goes on way, way, way down the page, you know, many, many pages. So you should only have a return character at the end of a paragraph, not in the middle of a sentence. And so a lot of the minutes you've sent may look okay on your phone. You don't notice it, but everybody else looking at it, or we want to print it out. I like to print out stuff. Then it's, and you're going to need that if you're going to save it as a PDF before you post it on KPFDX also. So, I think it's more important to get it done right instead of trying to rush it. I agree with Eileen. I don't think it's feasible to do it, at least in a way that makes sense in less than 24 hours. And, I mean, really, you only have about 18 hours, I guess, if the committee's going to get a chance to review this first. So, Lawrence can give a one paragraph or summary, but, I think for a more complete report, you can just say there are more complete reports coming. Hey, other committees are going to have the same issue because, if they weren't told in advance that they needed to have a report for the PNB, by this Thursday, then, they're not going to be ready either or going to be thrown together. So I think you better to take your time to do it right. And you could send it to them next month.
Thank you, Bill. I think as long as we put our best foot forward, that's all we can do. And again, being succinct and being sometimes less is more. And if we're succinct and to the point, then we could be brief, right? So, but I also like to encourage you to take the words from both Eileen and Bill to task. Don't rush it. Try to make it, just try to produce the best product you could produce, Nancy. Okay?
That's all I can
to
do.
The stack?
We have too much work and not enough hands. I'm doing secretary for, election task force. I wish I had not volunteered. But nobody wants to do that in programming and governance. We don't have enough people to, hands.
I get it, Nancy. Coming from a worker bee myself, I get it. And thank you for your service. I think I heard Eileen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, it would be good if you could just summarize, what our major efforts were and our primary accomplishments. Like Bill said, in kind of a paragraph or two, I think that would be best because that would be something more substantive to give to present to the PNB rather than a bunch of notes that they're not going to be able to read right away either. So, also, in some cases, I did take your minutes and clean them up, and so you might want to. Don't forget to look for those. When I did that, I sent them out to everybody. So just
thank you for reminding
duplicate
me.
The effort. Yeah.
Thank you. Speaking as the former secretary, Eileen, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay, so we have a lot of wisdom here, a lot of knowledge, and Nancy will do the best that she can. Summarize. Yeah, hold on, Carol. So I think what we're all looking for is like somewhat of a summary of our accomplishments, our work, and that sort of stuff. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I really want to thank everybody who's working on these things. And the one of the, and I know this is going to be hard for some people to hear, and it's somewhat controversial, but one of the regrets that I have from this committee, and I think it's important to include not just our successes, but also, you know, areas of concern. And one of the regrets that I had is that earlier in the year, and I don't remember exactly when it was, but I made a motion that this committee consider bylaws changes in relation to the proposed bylaws changes that were with the New Day Pacifica proposal. And I was disappointed that this committee voted not to consider those changes, because I think it would have helped us nationally for the committee to be able to, in a neutral way, to consider, okay, believe in that it will help the to have smaller boards, or do we believe it will help have direct member elections? So one of the concerns I had was that the committee didn't take that up, and I would like to have that included in the report, that the governance committee voted against considering the issues raised in the New Day bylaws election.
Yeah, William.
Okay. Hold on, William. Go ahead, William. I'll go after you haven't spoken.
Okay, thank you. All that business about New Day bylaws was defeated, and it was so noted, and the chief, what is it called, Arthur Schwartz, I don't know if he's called counsel, has addressed it, and everybody's addressed it. All that stuff failed, and it's not to be included anywhere. Thank you.
Well, I'm sort of going to play sort of the impartial chair. I think the will of the committee was not to take that up. So that's democracy in action. I think I understand someone feeling disappointed. But that item that Carol suggested is something that the committee could consider. This referendum and this amendment, these amendments were thrust upon us as a result of a petition campaign that happened. So they were never asked to be vetted to after the fact. Once they were already in the Pacifica ether, right? So that's one of the reasons I didn't support it, right? But again, you know, actions that have been taken by the committee could definitely be reflected in the report. And if Carol wants to make that recommendation, if nobody's objects to it, then it is an action that the committee took. So I think it's a fair request.
Bill, does anybody
want to be hearing that? Hold on, Nancy. I did hear you first, and then I heard Bill. Anyone else? Go ahead, Nancy.
I remember that motion. It will be in the minutes, or it should be in the minutes. I don't know if this committee really wants to report that tomorrow to the new board. I don't know. I would vote against it. Against our own LSP positions. I cannot do that. Thank you.
Okay. Bill?
You know, I think, well, first, I agree with Carol. And, you know, I think this committee has really failed, not just this year, but over several years, in not dealing with the very much needed reforms that are needed to help the Pacificans to survive. Our auditors repeatedly, in their audit reports, have talked about how dysfunctional our governance is. The Attorney General's office has done that years ago, still feels that way. Clearly, a majority of the people who voted in the bylaws election agreed with that, regardless of what Arthur Schwartz says about whether it was approved or not. Clearly, majority of the people who voted yes. And we're losing listeners. We're losing members. We're not fulfilling our mission. And our governance seems to be paralyzed. We still haven't been able to figure out even how to pay off this big loan. We've got more debt rather than less debt. I think this committee needs to figure out how to take. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
I can't hear because someone else is talking when Bill is.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Okay, I'm pulling Bill in a little bit. I want you to talk about the merits of Carol's proposal, not litigate the whole referendum all over again. I don't think we need that either. So
you don't even have to mention the referendum. But the fact is that the majority of people
Carol's request will not.
The point is that this committee has failed to consider needed reforms to our governance that are, I'd say almost universal, but at least very many, many people feel are needed for Pacifica to survive, including our auditors and other outside groups that are independent of our government and the policy.
We're going back to that, please.
Well, I'm just saying we need to. I support Carol's, proposal, and I think we should. I think we should think about it for the next year. How can we? And this, in terms of a recommendation to the PNB, we need to think about what governance reforms are necessary so that we can survive. Because it Pacific didn't survive the way it is now.
Thank you. Our bylaws are not. Hold on. Our bylaws are not perfect, and reform is necessary. But I don't think the approach that has been taken is the way to go there. And if this committee would have been involved in vetting the referendum or vetting the proposal at the beginning, then I don't think this committee would have voted against vetting that referendum. But
can
William, go ahead.
That? Because that's kind of out of context.
Hold on.
Amendments have been proposed for years and defeated, or even
William
much more minor
reforms. Mr. Koja, please hold off.
Okay.
You could go after William. Go ahead, William.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure what the details of Carol's request are, but I just have to repeat that that whole New Day bylaws thing was defeated, and it's been commented upon, and in fact, there's probably some legal stuff going on, and it's cost us as Pacificans, is it over $100,000? Something like that for legal fees. I think this is outrageous to be
William, do you oppose,
if we did
do you,
something wrong.
William, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you, I gather that you oppose Carol's proposal.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what her request is, but
okay. So I'm gonna have it restated so you can get a better understanding. Carol, can you please restate your proposal?
Yeah, I can restate it. I think I'd like to put it in the form of a motion, and I'm going to work on the wording of the motion while other people are talking. But my intention is, I'll just put it in a motion.
Okay, thank you, Carol. William, you still have the floor, then I'm going to go to Bill.
Yeah, thank you. It's just outrageous to try to reinvent make-believe things about the bylaw referendums suggested by New Day that failed. They went by the bylaws. They went by our legal counsel. It's ridiculous. Absurd, and to try to keep bringing them back as if something was wrong was done. Nothing, the Pacifica did nothing wrong. It was treated, it was defeated, and it's over and done with.
Thank you, William. Bill, then I'm going to put myself on the stack. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, first, I don't know if you've read all the New Day bylaws and the current ones, but they're very similar. There's a lot of stuff that's identical. And before New Day, even before the PRP, which I was also involved in, various people try to get some reforms, much more minor, through this committee and through the boards, without even requiring membership vote, just to do things like cut the number of representatives from each station from 4 to 3 on the national board, just so the national board can be a little smaller and a little more functional. It's really hard to have a meeting when you've got 22 people, you know, on a conference call or a Zoom call or whatever, or even in person.
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes, state your point of order, Eileen.
Yeah, I don't understand why we're talking about this again.
No, I agree.
The governance committee has failed for years.
Bill, I'm going to sustain Eileen's point of order. I'm on the fact that this
and
network
to
is still...
And to the stack also.
Okay, thank you. This network is still under attack from those who wish to achieve their agenda. So, the arguments that are being presented are not helping this network at all. Eileen, go ahead. You have the floor. And I sustain Eileen.
Yeah, instead of arguing these points, I would... I was disappointed with the committee the year for the whole year. I had been expecting that we would come up with a work plan, and we never did. And I was hoping the bylaws committee would come up with a work plan, and it never did. So everything that happened, our work was very scattershot, was not directed, and had no real, had no plan for how to do what we were supposed to be doing, which was to review the bylaws and make suggestions for changes. You know, one person pretty much brought ideas for changes that were considered, but it was never done in any methodical way. So I found that to be very disappointing. I think we did not fulfill our duty the way it's written in the bylaws as to what we were supposed to do.
Thank you, Adin. Your constructive criticism is well taken. And I will do some self-criticism on myself. I try to do the best I can in regards to any of the elements of the referendum were not brought individually or as a package to this committee. So I just refuse to accept that notion that some proposals were made at this committee, like reducing the amount of directors. All of that was never brought individually to this committee as an amendment or anything like that. So again, we need to start working together and start setting aside our personal agendas and moving this network forward as a total network, not as individual parts that are looking to deconstruct the whole network. So I just wanted to say that. But your constructive criticism, Eileen, in regards to us not coming up with a plan, we are one committee, and then there's other committees as well. But I, as the chairperson of this committee, I try to do the best I can by having a fair, even hand. I even entertain things that I was not in agreement with, but that were not in order, but I still gave it the light of day. So I did the best I could, but we did not come up with a plan, and Eileen's correct on that. Anyone else want to be heard before we move on? Carol, do you have your motion queued up?
Almost, and I...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I have now.
Okay, go ahead. Make your motion, Carol. And then I'm going to go to Nancy's motion now.
Okay, I move that the Governance Committee report include a statement that the Pacifica Governance Committee
did not include, did not put, did not.
Do you need to fine tune it a little bit more? Carol, I can come back to you. Yeah, go ahead and tune it a little bit more. I'll come back at you. Does anyone else want to be heard on this matter?
Yes, it's Nancy.
Then Bill again, after everybody else.
Yeah, I remember Carol's motion was to invite Jan Goodman to talk to the committee about the New Day proposals, and the committee voted no. That's what I remember. And I, what I understand is that Carol wants us to report that to tomorrow's new board.
Well, we don't know what Carol. Carol's still fine-tuning it, so let's not jump the gun, okay? But, yeah, we did not approve Ms. Goodman coming and doing her presentation about the referendum. Are you done, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, Bill?
Okay, thank you. Well, maybe this should be another motion. In terms of recommendation for next year's governance committee, I'm trying to make this simple. I mean, I can write it down if you want, but maybe discuss it first.
Yeah, write it down, please. Let me down and send it to the secretary.
Can I just mention it briefly that we recommend that the committee work on identifying needed reforms to our bylaws and work on language to put those in place.
Okay.
Because so that, we haven't been doing that for years.
No, that's that motion will be considered after Carol's motion, but Nancy's motion is going to be heard first, because she did submit it first. So if we don't have anything more on the report to the PNB, we could move on and go to Nancy's motion.
I can't.
Nancy?
Mine is ready now, Lauren.
Okay, but Nancy's came in first, Carol. So if you could hold off, I'm going to go to Nancy because she did submit a motion first, if that's okay with you.
Point of order. Nancy's motion doesn't have anything to do with the report for the PNB. I'm not sure it has even has anything to do with this committee.
Very good point of order, Bill. I sustain it. Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay. I move that the governance committee report include a statement that the Pacifica governance committee did not allow discussion of the issues in the New Day bylaws on the agenda, and that in the future the committee review all bylaws referendum proposals.
Okay, so I have an amendment to them. I have an amendment to that motion. So
for information, Carol.
Hold on, please. Can you please email that motion to Nancy,
yes,
Carol?
I'm sending it to everybody.
Okay, good. Thank you. My amendment is that the committee voted not to hear saying not allowed is like saying there was a unilateral decision made.
Yeah.
I would say voted against.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me work on that.
Okay, is there any discussion on this motion? Okay, hearing no discussion, Carol is going to submit the motion, transmit it to the committee, and once it's received by the committee and by the secretary, we'll go to a roll call vote, because there's no discussion, right? Nobody wants to discuss it. Okay. So, Nancy, once you receive it, please take the roll. And then we'll go next to Bill's motion that reflects his point of order. It's about the report.
Okay. I got it from Carol.
Read
it?
If Carol wants to read it, you can read it. Whoever wants to read it, please.
I think the secretary is supposed to read it.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol. Read it. Nancy. Sorry. Go ahead,
all right. This is Carol's motion to include governance committee refusal to discuss issues in NDP referendum. I move that the Governance Committee report include a statement that the Pacifica Governance Committee vote not
voted again, not allowing. That was
not,
my amendment.
Voted. That should be
okay, put a D. Voted not to allow a discussion of the
voted against allowing, please. That was my amendment.
Okay. Voted against allowing a discussion of the issues in the New Day bylaws on their agenda.
Okay.
On the committee's agenda, right? And that in the future, the committee review all bylaw referendum proposals be reviewed by the committee.
Oh, just cross off be reviewed by the committee. It's redundant.
Right, as I think another amendment would be as submitted to the committee. We can't just be surprised.
Oh.
As submitted to the committee in advance.
Lawrence, point for the stack. Okay.
Go ahead, Kyle.
So I think the difference, and I understand that you're focusing on whether or not it was submitted to the committee, but what my point is that any referendum that is going to go to the members should be reviewed by the bylaws, by the governance committee. If we know that, the PMB has passed it, or, it's been submitted to the PMB and it's being voted on, then I believe it's the responsibility of the governance committee to be informed, consider it, and make a recommendation independent of whether or not that group has sent it to the governance committee, because a lot of people may not know, may not think it's appropriate, may not have time to send it to the governance committee, but it behooves the governance committee when, you have the majority of the voters in the network, for the sake of democracy, for the governance committee to have an open mind about it.
Okay,
I would like to leave it to be that in the future the committee review all bylaws, referendum proposals.
Okay, I will consider that the rest of your comments as motivation of your motion. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, and Nancy, you took off be reviewed by the committee, right? Do you want to read it one more time? Because I'm sorry for all the edits.
I move that the governance committee report include statement.
No. Who's I? Please state who the member is.
The governance committee. Oh, I, Carol Wolfley.
Carol Wolfley from KPFA. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say moved for that. Never mind. Wolfley.
And maybe add the Pacifica Governance Committee.
Okay. Which one would you prefer, Carol?
Pacifica Governance Committee.
Okay. Fair enough. Governance Committee.
Because we have a Pacifica Governance Committee at all the stations. How about
The PNB Governance Committee. Very good, Nancy. Good catch. All right.
Okay. Carol Wolfley.
No. Carol wants to be removed. She's asking for the committee to move.
Yeah.
So just say the PNB Governance Committee.
Okay.
I mean to the stack.
Moved that the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee report include a statement that the Pacifica Governance Committee voted to not allow a discussion of the issues in the New Day bylaws on the committee's agenda, and that in the future, the committee review all bylaw referendum proposals.
Okay. I think that captures your motion, right, Carol?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
Thank you. Okay. So I heard
an amendment.
hold on, Eileen. Right. I heard you, but Vanessa hasn't spoken yet, and we usually have a practice for me, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead, Vanessa. Okay, so I wanted to ask Carol if she would consider dropping the first part, which I think is unnecessary and more controversial than it needs to be. Just keep the second part, which is based on future actions of this committee. And what do you mean by review? By review, do you mean make a recommendation to the PNB?
Oh, thank you, Vanessa. I a couple of things. One thing is to, by review, I'm saying I was really hoping that there would be a discussion. And I think it's important that it doesn't, the committee doesn't even have to take a position on things, but it does need to review them, to look into them, to have a discussion about them, to see what they think about them if they want to. So my concern was that there was not even a discussion.
I'm sorry. When you're finished, I just want to take a follow-up. Please.
Go ahead, I'll finish, and then Vanessa has a follow-up.
I'm done.
You're done? What's your follow-up, Vanessa?
Okay, so my follow-up, if it's discussion for the sake of discussion, I don't know if you can. If it's discussion for the sake of taking action, like making a recommendation or something, you know, to that effect, something concrete, I could see that. But talking to talk, I just don't agree.
I would be open to a friendly amendment to take it into action.
And so when you say take it into action, you're referring to, like, this committee.
How would you like to do that? I was wanting to leave it open for the committee that if they wanted to take a position on something, they could. But if it sounds like you're saying that they shouldn't just review it. They should review and
for some purposes, just my opinion.
Yeah. How could we word that?
Let me if I could insert myself real quick. I think things that I review are reported out, right? So I think I don't know if that captures what you're seeking, Vanessa. Because if we review something, then we have to report it out, right? As part of our committee report. I don't know if that answers your concern.
It could be that. At least that's a specific action. It's, you know, not just having a theoretical discussion. I mean,
okay.
So, but taking some concrete action, either reporting it out or making a referral or not, saying this committee agrees or doesn't agree. Something specific and concrete. That's just my opinion.
How about if we put review and report out?
Vanessa, what do you think of that?
That's fine.
Is that okay with you, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. I heard Eileen for an amendment.
Yeah, don't we already have that? Well, we should have in the minutes that we voted to not accept inviting Jan Goodman to, or if you want to leave out the name, inviting another representative. Was she on the board then? Whatever, to further discuss the New Day proposal.
Oh.
I mean, why do we have to get into such detail and make it so, like, to not allow, that sounds that's kind of prejudicial, I think, to use those words. I think maybe we can have a little section of, you know, I don't know if it's lessons learned or whatever, you know, where I would actually like to see my point included, you know, that things that we maybe regretted or things that didn't go the way people wanted them to, you know, in a sort of prose, you know, I like the idea of, you know, telling people that in the future, I'm sorry, the second half of Carol's motion, but I'm sorry, I'm not being very coherent right now, but I think you understand what I'm saying. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I completely understand what you're saying. It's already captured in the minutes, memorialized, so I get it. But Carol's motion, I think it's in order. With the amendment that Vanessa requested, it's the kind of work we supposed to be doing anyway. So her motion is in order.
A question?
Go ahead, Nancy. State your question.
Yes. What were the two words that Vanessa, that Carol offered? Review and what?
And report.
And report out. Report out.
Review and report out is the title of this motion?
No. The title of the motion is there's no title. The title is.
So review and report out will be at the end?
Now, I also don't like the word allow. What I would say, voted against. And that I think that was my amendment. So voted against for allowing this is one of the words that is there. So I just would say voted against the presentation of a proponent of the referendum or whatever, something like that.
Point of information.
Hold on, Kevin. That was Vanessa? Okay. I'm going to go to Vanessa, Carol, because she other person, then I'm going to go to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so Eileen and I believe we're making the same point. Eileen added some detail that I think is important in terms of the first part of this motion is already contained in the minutes, and I, in my suggestion about the motion, asked Carol if she would consider dropping that first part as I see it as being unnecessary and controversial, so unnecessarily controversial. And so if she would consider just keeping the second part, which is the action item, you know, at the risk of being repetitive, it's what Eileen said, that was already recorded in the minutes. So why are we including that in this motion? We just want to get to the point of the action we want to take.
Okay. Carol, what do you want?
Yes. So I just want to point out if the motion, and I'm looking for the motion itself. I do not believe that the motion said anything about Jan Goodman coming to the meeting. I believe that the motion, I did ask if Jan could come, but that was, you know, not allowed. But the motion did not include Jan coming to the meeting. The motion was for discussion of the issue.
You know, had her coming. You were going to invite her.
No, but that was not in the motion, Eileen. That was not in the motion.
Oh, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just found the motion. So it doesn't say about it. It says that listeners and members would like to hear the five issues which I outlined in my last email. Smaller boards, to talk about smaller boards, LSB's focus on building listenership, length of terms and frequency of elections, listeners directly electing top policymakers, staff directly electing national board members, director, their national board director. So those were the issues. And I understand the wanting to keep things non-controversial. We are a governance committee, and so it isn't. I mean, this was a national election. This is a very. It is a controversial issue, but I think that it's important for us as a governance committee to hold things with care, and to hold both sides with care, and I think Lawrence is really trying to do that, and and I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate Eileen's willingness to not only look at the strengths of our committee, but look at how we want to improve it. And I think those are some of the things that, you know, it's important for the governance committee to consider everything. And it really was very challenging, I think, for many people that the governance committee refused to even talk about those issues because it was a national election.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I just want us to stay on the proposal, please. So please keep your remark to the proposal in front of us. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and I agree with Carol, and I mean, she's correct. The motion doesn't say anything about Jane Goodman or inviting anybody specific. It says to allow discussion. And I think the things I've heard, you know, in the last year, I'm not trying to pick on just this committee this year, this last year, but it's going on for several years. But I've heard in the last year, it'd be compared like to the U.S. Senate, where they don't want a lot of discussion of various issues like the filibuster or why change is needed. And all kinds of independent people, like our auditors, the attorney general, who are not involved in our politics, have told us we really need to reform our governance. And instead
okay.
of being open to the discussion, I think so the recommendation, what should go in the report as a recommendation, like Carol was suggesting, that the next year's
okay.
committee be open to this and to, you know, invite and, you know, embrace change where needed, or we're not going to survive.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Bill. There's been... These last two referendum have divided the network completely, and the news is still under attack. So I think that I say that Carol's motion is in order, and I think we exhausted this conversation, this discussion, and I'm asking Nancy to go to the roll.
Yes, Alan. Alan Beeks, how do you vote? Yes or no? I was not here. Daniel Borgstrom? Daniel?
Daniel votes no.
Daniel votes no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW?
No.
Vanessa votes no. William Heerwagen from WBAI?
No.
William votes no. Wally is not here. Lydia Ponce is not here. Who's this? Eileen Rosen, WPFW, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Eileen votes no. James Sagerton, not here. Nancy Sabar and Aitomi votes no. Tom Voorhees, is Tom here? I don't think Tom's here. Okay, I don't hear you, Tom. Michael D.D. White,
no.
Louis Wolf, are you here?
No, I vote no.
Louis votes no. Okay, Lewis votes no. And Carol Wolfley from KPFA?
I vote yes, and I think one of the cats voted yes.
Okay, one of the cats voted yes. That's a very redeeming quality of cats, I'll tell you. So the cat voted yes, but we're not going to, the cat's not part of the quorum.
Okay.
So one
did
yes,
you get Bill?
And six no. Yes.
You didn't call
one
on
yes,
Bill.
Six no. Oh, I'm sorry. How come I don't? Oh, yeah, I see. Bill Crozier from WKPC.
Yes.
Bill votes yes. So we have two yes and six no. And Chair, how would you vote to vote?
Chair's present, not voting. Thank you.
Present, not voting.
Bill, please introduce your motion and send it to the committee.
I'm not sure you're talking to, but I sent a motion too a while ago.
He's talking to you, Bill.
Oh, me. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Did you get it?
I'm not in front of my computer, and if I leave the
I can read it. It was about 15 minutes ago.
Okay. Did
can't hear you, Lawrence.
Lawrence, we lost you.
Let's see if
Lawrence.
No, he's still connected.
You're muted then, Lauren. Okay. Bill, you want to read your motion?
Okay, and I sent it at 8:48 Central Time. That's about 15 minutes ago. I got a bounce from somebody, but I'm not sure who that was.
Yeah, Bill, I sent you a couple of line edits.
Oh. Let me just read it and then we can start. Let's see. Subject and verb. Okay, thank you. Yeah, and this isn't, I didn't say this explicitly, but this was to be included in the governance committee report for the PNB. I move that the 2022 PNB governance committee has as a primary objective to identify reforms to the Pacifica bylaws needed to make our governance more effective and to propose amendments to implement the changes. So I hope that's not too controversial, but you know, kind of what I was talking about earlier. And okay, well, I'll let Eileen talk.
No, it was just line edits. I don't even have them. You just look at your email.
Because I see it now, what you sent.
Okay. Is there any question or somebody wants to say something about Bill's motion? I hope
could
he didn't deduce.
I think it's fine.
I'm sorry, could you read it one more time, please? I just want to make sure I heard
sure.
it correctly.
Sure.
Okay, I'll read it.
He sent it at 8:48. Go ahead, Bill.
Why don't you read it the way Eileen edited it?
Hello, Lauren. Oh, okay, you're back.
I'm calling in from my iPhone. Let me connect Lou Wolf. He's calling me now. Hold on a second.
Point of order?
Hold on. Can you give me 2 minutes, Carol, please?
Oh, can I just ask Eileen something? Eileen, I was confused about if you had an amendment or not.
I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. I was going to, have some rewording of things, but not necessary. At this point.